Drawing on data from a variety of state and local government sources, scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey have been compiling a detailed long-term portrait of where and when water enters and exits the aquifer beneath the Santa Rosa Plain. But they didn't stop there.
Originally, we were going to look at groundwater. However, it worked into looking at almost the entire hydrologic cycle within the Santa Rosa Plain watershed.
Tracy Nishikawa, a research hydrologist with the USGS, presented the draft findings of their study to the monthly meeting of the Santa Rosa Plain Basin Advisory Panel. Their analysis covered the years from 1976 to 2010 and, among other things, traced the effects of the 4,000-plus wells that tap into the groundwater supply.
If you look at some of the water levels, you can see responses in the water levels due to pumping. However, in general, pumping has decreased with time in recent time, and water levels have recovered.
By plugging all those data points into a complex computer modeling application, they were able to calculate the net change in the groundwater level for each of those 35 years and found that, on average, it increased a little.
In general, yes, about 8,800 acre feet. An acre foot is a foot of water over an acre, but that's average over the entire 167,700 acres that we are modeling. So it's relatively small, and also it's important to keep in mind that it doesn't address any kind of local effects.
As his presentation showed, the depth of the groundwater varies considerably across the study area, with deep geologic basins beneath Windsor and Cotati that can store greater volumes than the surrounding soils. Nishikawa also noted that recharge from precipitation has been increasingly augmented by irrigation from the regional wastewater treatment plant, which effectively adds water that has been imported from the Russian River for residential and business use. That's of particular interest to the Sonoma County Water Agency, says Chief Engineer Jay Jaspers.
Ultimately, what the water agency is very interested in is looking at the interactions between our two largest sources of water in our region, which is groundwater in these basins, as well as the surface water supplies from the Russian River system. There's a linkage, and that linkage between the two is through the water agency's transmission system. So there's a dynamic balance between local groundwater pumping and imported supplies.
When the groundwater study is finalized toward the end of this year, Jaspers says it will become the basis for a series of scenarios projecting into the future, which will aid in the planning and managing of all the area's water resources.
Once the USGS calibrates and finalizes their model, then we'll be in a position where we can start using the model as a planning tool and look at certain scenarios, whether it's incorporating climate change impacts, land use impacts, water management decisions. All of those can be incorporated into different scenarios, and then we can look at what the impacts are to the groundwater regime. But also with this model, it looks at the linkage of surface water and groundwater.
The hard decisions on what future scenarios to run through the computer model will be tackled by the advisory panel over the next few months. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.